Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Leaving a grocery cart in a parking lot. Bumping a call straight to voicemail. Drinking milk past its expiration. Our world is overflowing with savages. Team PXY explores the fine line of acceptable behavior and complete and utter savagery. It's Team PXY's Savage or Sensible.
If you missed Team PXY Bad Dates, early this morning we talked to a guy named Kyle who shared one of his bad date stories.
Yep. This was rare.
There was so much savagery in this. I don't even know. I didn't know where to begin, but I figured starting from the very beginning is a good place. That is why today's Savage or Sensible is asking someone out after getting into a car accident with them. So he got rear-ended by this girl, and he said he got out of the car.
He was pissed.
And he's mad, obviously. Yeah, of course. Because it's going to cost you money, whatever. It's an inconvenience. It sucks. It's the worst. Breezy, you just had your car accident not too long ago.
Yeah.
Just last week. And then he saw her. And he said that she was, quote, a smoke show.
His attitude changed very quickly.
Yeah. So then he asks her out on a date. She agrees. The date comes a couple days later, and it's just awkward.
Yeah.
And she ultimately revealed at the end that she has a boyfriend, and she only agreed to go on the date because she did not want the guy to call the cops or get insurance involved.
Well, she didn't want him to pop off if he... if she rejected him on scene, so yeah. I kind of see where she was coming from.
Yeah, so creepy. This comes off, I'm sorry, this is so creepy.
So you're going to go...
this is savage, yeah.
Savage?
Not the time or place to be asking people out.
You know, I was agreeing with you when we had Kyle on the line, but now that I've been thinking about it for, you know, a couple minutes, and I sat back and saw it hindsight, I think it's sensible.
How? Like, how can your mind... that's where your mind is. Like, you just got a new car accident. The things you'd be thinking about, is everyone okay? Am I okay? Is my car going to be okay? How much is this going to cost me? There's a lot of things flooding through your head. Oh, they're pretty cute. I should ask them out. Should not be one of them.
I know. A lot of people are different, though. They have different mindsets than you, and that's just something we're going to have to deal with. I think Kyle, you know, a very unfortunate situation happened to him. But he's looking on the bright side.
Oh, this is what it is. It's the optimism.
Full. Yes. Absolutely. And you know what, Kyle, it might have not worked out for you this time, buddy, but it's not to say you can't try again.
You're not the only one saying sensible. I see some texts coming through. Clip PXY safe text line at 69822. Also seeing some comments on our Facebook page. Apparently this happens more often than you might think.
Okay.
Leanne commented on our page saying that this happened to her around this time last year. She said the guy nearly totaled her car.
Oh,
it was a month-long repair. She had whiplash, by the way. And then, is this creepier or less creepy than what Kyle did for Team PXY Bad Dates? He then found her on Facebook.
That's creepy.
From the accident report and asked her out to dinner. How is that creepy, but what he did isn't creepy?
Because, okay, for Kyle's instinct, okay, he was there. He was going to shoot a shot right there, then and there. And he even said this on the phone. He said, I was probably never going to see this girl again, and it was now or never.
Here's the deal. If it's
Faith is real,
if it's going to take a car accident for you to have a chance at a date with someone, it's probably not going to work out.
Sure, it's not the best location setting.
There's just certain times and places in life where it's not okay. This texter, kind of creepy, honestly. Women can't even get in a car accident without being turned into a flirtatious encounter. Sad and savage.
Okay. Well, listen, I think that he went at it at a very approachable angle. He said he wanted to be there for her.
He wanted to be there for her. Yeah, that's a line of BS, by the way. He did not want to be there for her. He wanted a lot more. I'm sure he did. The people that are texting in saying that this is creepy are dead on.
Well, okay. There's a lot of people texting in right now on the text line that are making this a women's issue.
Yeah. That you can't go anywhere
or have
anything happen to you.
Without it being a flirtatious encounter, but I actually have my roommate weighing in right now.
Oh, what are they saying?
And she said, if I rear-ended Michael B. Jordan, you bet your ass I'm going to shoot my shot.
Here we go. Here's what it comes down to. It's all about if they're attractive. I've had this take for quite some time.
Okay.
if they're attractive, it doesn't matter. Yeah, sure, they're a serial killer, but oh, they have really dreamy eyes.
You see,
there's no level of what attractive can overcome. But let's be honest, we're all not Michael B. Jordan, okay?
No.
I think for us random normal people, I don't think this is a good move. This is incredibly savage and, yeah, creepy and pathetic.
Well, okay. Like you said, the attractiveness plays, and he was blinded. He had nowhere else to go. He had to shoot his shot because she was so attractive, and he had to let her know.
Yeah, I feel bad for women because of guys like him. Again, sorry for listening, Kyle. Let's grab some of these calls. 222-9800. Sarah from Batavia. What's going on, Sarah? Are you checking in for today's Savage or Sensible?
Yeah, totally savage.
All right.
Okay, Sarah.
Asking someone out after getting into a car accident with them. You're going savage on this. Why do you say
Let's hear your reasoning, Sarah.
We're alarmed, by the way. How many people have had something similar happen to them?
Yeah.
It's savage. You know, I just asked my 13-year-old son, and he surprisingly actually said savage, too. It's not right. All around, it's just not right to do.
The people saying that it's sensible, their whole point is, well, you never know. This could be fate. What a great story if things work out.
Yeah. Okay. You know what? If you get in an accident and it's somebody that, you know, is attractive and, you know, you kind of feel a little spark, okay. But if it's just simply because, you know, you don't want to get insurance or lawyers involved, then that's savage.
Even then, I don't know. I haven't been in that situation, so it's, I guess, hard to put myself there. But I just don't imagine, like, that's what would be on my mind. Like, how hard up are you to try to get a date?
Just a guy looking for love.
Like, oh no, I just got hit. Oh, and you know, the things you'd be thinking of is like, all right, is everyone okay?
Yeah, how much is this going to cost?
Exactly.
Me?
And then suddenly you're just like, oh, but
hey, want some dinner?
Super hot. I don't know. It doesn't sit well. It's very strange. But you say savage as well. Appreciate you calling, and you have a great week.
Thanks, you too.
Bye. Emily from Newark. Savage or sensible? Asking someone out after getting into a car accident.
This is definitely savage. I was in a car accident back in September with a drunk driver, and it was a guy. And
oh god,
he drove off.
Oh my
and
god!
He was lucky he drove off, because if he would have got out the car and asked me, "Hey, you want to go out?" I probably would have tried to run him over with the car.
Yeah, again, not a time and place for sure.
Yeah, seriously.
Okay, listen. I understand what you're saying. In your instance, that's horrible. That's a really bad look. But this one, it was a minor accident. Everyone was fine. And Kyle was just shooting his shot. He said, I might never see this girl again. I might never have another chance.
So like I said, if he saw her at a funeral, let's just say her dad just died, and he saw her at a funeral, and that's his mindset of, well, I might never see this girl again. I better ask her out. Is it okay then? Because I would say that funeral is probably another spot where it's a spot you don't want to ask someone out.
Let's go to lunch and talk about it.
Unbelievable.
I don't know. I
don't think I would ever do it, but I do give him props. It takes guts and balls, to be honest. It's ballsy,
you don't think it's desperate?
It might be a little desperate.
It's like, ooh, it's a pretty girl. I can't control myself. I must ask them out. Ooh.
Obviously, no shade to Kyle, but he's not thriving in the dating pool.
Apparently. So. Oh, my goodness.
He probably would have had a better chance going to McDonald's and asking the girl in the drive-thru for her number.
Yes, because he's never going to see her again, so he might as well. Yeah, I don't know.
Unless he goes there every day, which, yeah.
All right, thanks for calling, and you have a great morning.
You too, bye.
Bye.
All right, let's check out the poll. I'll be 98pxy.com. Can always vote there for Savage or Sensible. Today's poll. Savage or sensible, asking someone out after getting into a car accident with them. 71% of the people voting say
savagery. Kyle just grasping at straws. Truly.
Basically. Got a topic for Team PXY Savage or Sensible? Email savage at 98pxy.com and we'll put it to the savage scale. More Team PXY next on the number one hit music station, 98pxy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.